So far, the Women's Tennis Association is the only sports organization suspending all of its games and tournaments in China. The WTA's announcement yesterday is a response to the treatment of Chinese tennis star Peng Shuai. Last month, Peng made sexual assault allegations against a leading Chinese government official, and then she disappeared from public view for weeks. China has mostly ignored international outcry. Bloomberg News senior editor Mike Regan joins us now. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Peter.
Let's take a look at this story from a business perspective. Here's Steve Simon, the CEO of the WTA, demanding transparency from China about Peng's whereabouts last month.
We have to start as a world making decisions that are based upon right and wrong, period. And we can't compromise that. And we're definitely willing to pull our business and deal with all the complications that come with it, because this is certainly, this is bigger than the business.
So a principled stand that we knew could be coming, now it has. How much could the WTA's decision ultimately cost women's tennis?
It's definitely a pretty huge hit financially. Women's tennis signed a deal in 2018 to hold its end-of-year finals tournament in China for 10 years. And you know, the WTA doesn't actually provide a breakdown of its finances. There are some estimates that about a third of its revenue comes from China, which the association actually says is an overstatement. But still, Peter, we're definitely talking about hundreds of millions of dollars over those 10 years. So a significant hit if they do maintain this posture of canceling all the tournaments going forward.
In this case, Steve Simon is saying that it's worth the cost in this humanitarian issue. But how important, I mean, it's not just tennis. How important is China to other major sports leagues? I'm thinking the NBA here in the United States or the Premier League soccer in Europe.
It's become a significant chunk of the business for some sports leagues. The NBA obviously became very popular in China when Yao Ming came into the league years ago. And when you think about a market, you know, 1.4 billion people in China and a population that's really grown in affluence and spending power over the past decade. Yeah, the NBA estimates are about 10% would be, you know, upwards of almost $1 billion of revenue a year from China. So it has really become a big, important part of the driver of growth, especially in these leagues.
And then there's the Olympics. The Chinese newspaper, The Global Times, said that the Women's Tennis Association betrayed the Olympic spirit. This is not a comfortable time for the International Olympic Committee because the Winter Olympics in China, just a couple of months away, and there's pressure on the IOC to take a similar stand. What are the financial stakes for the Games?
Yeah, obviously the big risk would be if the athletes actually decide to boycott the games themselves. And you know, just to put it in perspective, the Summer Olympics generated $1.8 billion in revenue for NBC, which broadcast the games. And I think, Peter, that would really just be scratching the surface when you think of the sort of symbolic damage that would be done to the U.S.-China business relationship, a relationship that obviously is already in tatters. And when you think about, well, what would China possibly do in response, I think we'd be talking about a pretty big deal financially for both sides.
Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, normally we talk on Fridays, and I was excited for a moment that the weekend is here, but alas, it's Thursday.
We both get tomorrow off then, right?
All right.